Daf Kuf Tesvah Psifali. Nachri Shehebi Duran Yisrael B'Yomtiv. A boy brought a present for a Jew on Yomtiv. Im Yesh Mimino B'Mechuver. If that type of item, there is still such items attached to the ground, the tree, etc. Oishim Mechus had said, or he brought an item which would have to be trapped. Fish. So these are things which would be usher for the Jew to do himself, and therefore they're muksa. So usher, they're usher to use. Afle mishalei huva bishviloi, la'ochle bebayat. So even the person who was not brought for cannot benefit from it an yamtiv. So the point we saw in the introduction yesterday, so Mr. Burba, the three reasons why it's problematic. A, it's muksa, because it's the beginning of Shabbos, it was attached to the tree, or it was something which had to be caught, so it was muksa, and therefore its status doesn't change. If during Shabbos it became available for use, it remains a muksa. Two, you cannot benefit from malacha which is done on yomtiv. And three, because it's a gzera, you might ask the goy to do it for you. So the third one doesn't apply for somebody, another person. Only applies to the person himself that it's brought for. But the other two arguments apply to other people also. And the issur is you cannot benefit from it. If he'll over menasin lepibul, also also the bali. Even if a person put it in his mouth, he can't, instead of chewing it, he cannot swallow it. He cannot eat it. Okay. If he'll tattle on his osur. And since it's muksa, so you can't even move it. Ula erev, and it comes after Yom Tov is over. So it's mutar mikhtei sheye osu. It's mutar after Yom Tov, the time it takes that this such an action would be done, would take to be done. And that's again, if we don't want you to benefit from halacha on Yom Tov, which you would if you accuse immediately after Yom Tov, you're still benefiting from that which was done on Yom Tov. And also, you shouldn't come to ask the goy to do it in order to have it immediately available after Yom Tov. U'b'shnei yomim tovim shel galus, in a case where there's 2 days of Yom Tov back to back, and this happened on the first day of Yom Tov. Im huva b'yom rishon, mutar miyad b'leil yom tov sheni b'chdei sheyosu. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that you wait going from day one into day two b'chdei sheyosu, and it's mutar. And we said if the issur is because of being the henna from a leches yom tov, that which muksa has got, because muksa day one is not something which was muksa the beginning of day one, and it became usable during the middle of day one, but remains muksa because of the count of the migud is concerned, it remains muksa. That doesn't carry over to the second day. So muksa is not there. A. B. The issur being the henna from lechus yomtiv would continue to matzah yomtiv of the first day, but only b'chdei sheyosu. Then we say there's a mamana of shach. If the first day was kaidish, the second day is kol, and you waited b'chdei sheyosu. If the first day was chol, it was chol. So you know, there's nothing, no reason why it should be also more than that. If the reason is because that you might ask the goy to do it, see here, the motivation to ask the goy is still there, because since, even though conceptually the 2 days only one is Kurdish, but practically I must keep both days. So I ask the goy on day one to do it for me, and he does it for me, and I can use it immediately the second day, but actually also that's something which I couldn't have done myself. The Jew would have to wait till after the whole second day to do it himself. So he gained the whole day, or you know, gained the 23 hours. So the motivation to ask the goy is still there. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the pshat is because of being the henna, and therefore it's mutter immediately on the second night after b'chdei sheyosu. Hagoa v'yesh shemach mirim.
Contradictory. V'yad and k'dei sheyosu. That's a contradictory requirements.
As opposed to waiting the whole second day and waiting until after the second day. So it's miyad, it's immediately after.
Yeah, it's well yom tov sheni, so we know it's right after Mosai the first day.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's immediately, it's mutter right away in other words, opposed to having to wait the whole second day. That's what the miyad means. I understand that it would be clear otherwise, but he's stressing that point because as opposed to the sheet, it was told you have to wait the whole day.
What does it mean that something's it's a muksa problem at the onset of the first day and it becomes okay at some point during the first day?
In other words, let's say you have an apple. Right? So the apple is attached to the tree on the beginning of Yom Tov Rishon. Then in the middle of the day, the apple falls. So in a way that would be accessible halachically for a person to take it. Okay? He happens to have a box there, and it falls into the box, and then, you know, he wants to take the box. Mm-hmm. Okay? So theoretically, she wants to eat. But there's a concept of muksa, something which is muksa during the beginning of the day of Shabbos. So Yom Tov remains muksa for the rest of that day. So even though during the day, theoretically, its status could change because the reason why its books is no longer valid. So a person lights an oil lamp. So while the lamp is lit, so there's an issue to take out the oil because you're doing kibbuy by taking out the oil. Now the lamp goes out, the fire goes out. So theoretically, the oil in the lamp should now be usable. Like, why shouldn't I be able to use the oil in the lamp? There's nothing wrong with that oil. I want to take some oil out and use it for salad. Some olive oil. I can't, because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was also to take out, so it remains also the rest of Shabbos. So now, if I have that scenario going on from one day Yom Tov to the second, so comes the second day. Second day isn't also because of the first day. The second day is also on its own. So it's also because its own banish mushes. Well, its own banish mushes, it was an apple which wasn't on the tree anymore. So on the second day Yom Tov, it's not muksa anymore. Right.
What about its own Ben Hashmash?
The reason why something is muksa on the second day, because it's muksa during its Ben Hashmash, is it remains muksa during its day. But when it comes to the second day, it's not also because of the first day, it's also because of its own day. So the first day, the beginning of the first day, it was attached to the tree. But by now it's not attached to the tree anymore. So you can't tell me the second day is also because the beginning of the first day it was attached to a tree. So that's the first day, but today it's not attached to a tree. So why is it muksa on the second day? What makes it muksa? At the beginning of its day, it was detached already.
It still is muksa on the second
day? No, it's not. No,
it is. It really isn't.
It is not muksa, no. There are some exceptions to that rule.
That's egg being laid.
There are some exceptions to the rule, but in general, that would be true. Go v'yesh machmirim la'osar ad motzei yom tov sheni. That we have to wait till Motzei Yom Tov Sheni, and Bichdei also Motzei Yom Tov Sheni. So you have to wait the whole first day, the whole second day, and then Bichdei also the second day, after the second night, second day going into the night already, and then it's Motzei. V'noigon l'hachmer imeno tzerach Yom Tov, the minig is the Yom, unless there's a real valid Yom Tov pressing need, excuse me, which is the tzerach Erchim Mechie Gabnum. That's for guests, and then in that situation, chigav is something similar to that situation. Does noyge lahakol lacherim shlehuva bishvilon. Then will be makel for other people who it was not brought for, but for the person himself that it was brought for, we're not noyge to be makel.
Do we understand here that this is a chumra that developed after the time of the mechaber? You see how the chumra develops?
No, the two shitas are rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskin l'kula. Right? The Ramah says that there's some people which are machaber, and our minig is the machaber. It could be the minig of the Ramah, it could be the minig in Germany was the machaber already. The Shita, which is Machmer, is Rashi. So it could be that Minig was already in place, but the Shulchan Aruch is not bound by that Minig.
But he knew it.
Possibly. If you look at the Ber Loch of Yesh Machmerim, you'll see he makes a list of the names of the people which are Machmer. He brings it to Bahag, Ben Yitzchak Halevi, which is Rabbi Shirashi, and Tosfos. There's and there's a ruah. the Rimi bone, the smag. But the Roiv, I'm sorry, Rashi is Mekel. Roiv Shita's Roiv Pesim is like the Shulchan Aruch, which is Mekel like Rashi. It's a better Gershim, better Kleidimus, which there's the Balamor and the Ramban, the Riaz, the Rashba, the Ritva, Rabbi Magid. That's how he learns the Rambam. So it's, you know, it's a nice lineup. Okay. Two good teams.
So we assume that the
Mechaber
knew it then.
Yeah, it's Rashi's and Tosis and stuff like that. Okay, the Sif continues. It's a long Sif. V'cheinim huva v'yamtiv sheni, tzarech l'hamtiv v'motzei yamtiv, k'v'yeh she'yosu. Similarly, if it's born on the second day, you have to wait. V'motzei yamtiv v'chdei she'yosu.
Where are all those machmirim listed?
If you have the beer locha, the beer maskol, v'yesh machmirim. Okay. Now this machloikis is true and valid by shtei yamim toyim mishal golius, because if there the argument of day A is kodesh, day B is not kodesh, or vice versa. But Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday, so it was brought on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait till after the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It was brought on Friday, you have to wait till Motzi Shabbos with, or if it was brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov Shabbos and then Yom Rishon and Sunday, you have to wait till Sunday night with Shayos. Because over there, both days have a Kedusha. So the Isser is going to extend all the way through the end of the second day. Case of two days Rosh Hashanah or Yom Tov and Shabbos back to back. Okay, now.
What, if any first day of Yom Tov was on Shabbos?
No, well, if the 2 days of Yom Tov were, if there was Shabbos and then Yom Tov, either was Yom Tov was Friday and Shabbos then Shabbos, or Shabbos and then Yom Tov was Sunday, so you have 2 days of Kedusha back to back, either Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday. And the item was brought on the first of those 2 days, so you'd have to wait till the end of the second day, and then Bechdei Sheyasa in the evening. So it was brought on, Yom Tov was Friday, it was Friday, then Shabbos, so you'd have to wait till Motzi Shabbos, even if it was brought on Friday. In the case of Shabbos Sunday, it was brought on Shabbos, you'd have to wait till Sunday evening after the Bechdei Sheyasa. Now, what's called Bechdei Sheyasa? The amount of time it takes to do the Malacha. So the Malacha is taking it off of the tree. Right, so it takes 3 seconds to take it off of the tree. So you wait Moshe Yom Tov 3 seconds, and it's mutter. Then it doesn't. So if the Isser is, like we pointed out when we did the Hagdama, if this is not to be in a henna from Malachas Yom Tov, so by waiting a very minimal amount of time, I'm not being the henna from Malachas Yom Tov. However, if the issue is because we don't want the person to have a motivation to ask the goy. If it takes the goy, an hour to travel to where this orchard is, and an hour to travel back, and it takes him 30 seconds to take it off of the tree, but the motivation is there to gain the 2 hours of travel, so you have to wait the time it takes to go there, do the malacha, and come back. Go to where he gathered the item, v'yigmar malacha, and do the work there. But he actually kind of to come back. Okay. Now, v'im nishtabek loy mehechon hebiyan. That's if you know where the orchard is. So you can say, I know where it is, and I know how long it takes to get there. Let's say you're not sure where exactly it is, and therefore you can't say, I can discuss the issue of the distance, right? I'm not sure what the distance is. So she ordered keshivoy mechusat chum. So we make the distance, the time it would take to bring it from outside of the tchum. In other words, in the case where you're not sure if it was nearby or it was far away, you can make all and assume it's in the closer place, which is right outside of the tchum. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. Okay. A lot of Mishnah Berurah over here, right? So Mishnah Berurah is back, only back over here on page Kuf Lamed Hey. So Sifkat Na'alav Daran LeYisrael. So the case that he brought this present for the Jew. So that's the case he's bringing it as a present. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Who didn't behave limker be'ir?" He brought it to sell. Now we're going to see later on that there's a difference in halacha between a city which is Rav Yisrael and Rav Akum. If the city is Rav Akum and he brought it to sell in the city, so he brought it for the city. The Rav of the city is not Jews. He brought it for non-Jews. So he's not bringing it for Jews. So you don't have an issue of him that he's trying to benefit a Jew with the halacha. So the halachas will change. But in the case of the city is Rav Yisrael, so then already we say he's doing it for the Jew who's going to buy it. Then the Rav will say he's going to buy it. The only exception to that is it says in a case where there's like a governor or something like that, a chashav, a guy in the city, somebody brought it for him to sell to the, you know, because they buy these fancy fruits, etc., and that governor was not a Jew, so you say he brought it for him. But otherwise, you say, in the case of Rav Yisrael, he brought it for a Jew. So he brought it for the Jew. It's brought for a Jew, so you have all of these halachas. So in Islam, he brought it to sell to a Jew. Bechain, because la'akumos, l'hobi l'peiris, a dog, emir v'yamtiv, v'vian b'yamtiv. You made up with the goy, a katsitsa. Okay, you made an arrangement that you're going to pay him to bring you fish. All right, so that's the arrangement. So he comes and notices, here's the fish. Shkeach, you know, but he did it for you, right? Seemingly you're paying him. You know, there's a katsitsa arrangement. It's that arrangement, but he did it on yomtiv for him. The chulu aser. So what's the chiddush of the last case? Well, Arminan, we don't say. Normally, it's a katz of a ksitza. Let's say, much like if I give a car into a goy to do a car mechanic to do work. See if he's working for me. Right. So then the law is he can't do malacha for me on Shabbos. If he's working for himself, he could. So how do we define that? If you make an arrangement, you're saying, listen, here's the job that you have to do. I'm paying you for the job. And this is not going to pay you. That's called ksitza. So when we say the case is ksitza, the guy is working for himself. He's working for to make his money. He's not working for the Jew. You give something into the cleaners. The case of the person is a schir yom, you're paying him by the hour, so you're not paying him for the job, you're paying him for the work that he's doing. So it means he's working for you. That's how we differentiate. So ksitza means that you made a set amount. So normally ksitza makes it mutter. Saying over here ksitza will not make it mutter. So what's the difference? Lormina, we don't say over here, but Akum, adaita denafshei ovid, he's doing it for himself, kre laharviach, in order to gain his money. Or lahashim pulosar, to finish his work. Kimin akuponim, oisim alafta, kre shiyahono, yisil, biyomtsev, it's going to be osir. So even ksitza, if the goy does the work on yomtiv with the Jew in mind, and then delivers it to the Jew in that situation, that's still going to be a problem. So he says ein berloch. There's a long berloch over here during the Yisrael, which he raises this question. Why is this so that we don't apply the concept of ksitza, which normally makes it mutter? So let's say, even in that much on that case, let's say the case of the car mechanic. So he's doing the malacha for himself because he's a contractor. He accepted the job and it's his job now. He can't do it on the Jewish premises because it looks like he's working for the Jew. it can't be done in a way where it's obvious he's working on a Jewish car. The car says, you know, like Randy Milgram car says, be talking on the license plate, you know. Like, so, and the car mechanics, the shop is right there in the middle of the town, and he always leaves his window wide, you know, the bay wide open. Everybody walks by and says, wow, it's Bitochen in the car, you know. It says Rebbe on the license plate, you know. Or it says Talmud on the license plate, maybe. Okay, right, you know. So obviously you can't do the situation either. And you can't tell him to do it for you on Shabbos.
It says like Share Auto Sales, is that enough?
That might be a problem. Probably it's going better than also. So there is a musig of that if you're miyachem alachto on the Shabbos, so those are maris einish. But miyachem alachto, because once you tell him to do it on Shabbos, then he's working that he's doing for you. So here the goy did it to deliver it to the Jew on Yom Tov. That's also called it's the equivalent of as if he did it for there is a designation of doing it on Yom Tov. That's what he introduces over here. And he brings some people disagree with that.
What?
That's the Biralach over there.
When is like a designation to do it on Yom Tov?
Over here, when he did it for the Jew on Yom Tov, and then he came and delivered it to the Jew on Yom Tov. So like, it was like he had the Jew in mind when he did the Malach in order to have the Jew should get the item. So that's going to be problematic.
Everything on
Yom Tov? Well, here all he did was pick it. There was no Gresimaisis. So Imesh Miminoi Bimchuber. So means there's some apples which already have been taken off the trees and are in baskets. There's some apples on the trees still. He comes and brings you a basket of apples. Maybe these apples were picked before Yom Tov. Maybe these apples were picked. He just picked them fresh. The macharina misveku. So the loch is we have to be machar. The loch says we are machar misafik. The ulai tloshen. Maybe he detached them. It's sort of a case of the fish or something like that. Be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Al das levi and Yisrael with intention to bring to the Jew. So Rashi asked the question, why are you machmir misafik? Because it's subject to Rabbanan, the Kula. So Rashi answers, because it's Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. We have Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, the rule is you don't say subject to Rabbanan, the Kula.
So if you have a friend who's a non-Jew, and he owns a produce store, and it's apple season, and he brings you apples. So we know there are apples in the tree, but he has a store. So can we assume that it's from his store, and we'll be okay?
I think so. V'yesha Sivrim, there's some who argue, Divrim Shat, Alochi ain't tolen Shinito Shumitman, Nitzar Miba Erev. The reason why we don't assume that it happened before Yom Tov, Dain Derek Roy Anashim Lit Loish Miba Erev, Litzarch Mocher, Ella Beyaman, Imloy the Nikr Behem the Chemishi, Kamabasiv Kim. If they look like they're a little bit, withered, right? The vegetable doesn't look so fresh. So then, obviously, it was picked a while back. But I don't know. Usually, the point was they would wait till you plan to eat it and then pick it. And you know, I want to bring somebody a present, so I want to bring them the freshest items that I can. So if I have an orchard, that morning I go out and I pull off the freshest, luscious, you know, juiciest fruits and bring it. Or I want to sell them. I try and do the same thing. So that's there. That's that explanation. Okay. Which means, according to him, it's like we deal with it as if it's a vaylai, not a sofik. So the loch is osur, even the person who was not brought for. Says osur gimel. The kedin kol loch osur she osur hanochi b'shei yisrael. Any malacha which is also, which is done for a Jew. The also the Chol Yisrael ad le'erev b'chdei she'yosu. It's also on the day of Yom Tov, or the day of Shabbos. And then afterwards, also the time it takes they say also they, you shouldn't benefit from halacha which is done b'isur for the Jew. Now, upa b'yom on the day itself, not motzi Shabbos or motzi Yom Tov, but on the day itself of Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's also anyway. There's a muksa issue. So, besides the issue of being the henna from Malachas Yomtiv, which will extend to even after Yomtiv, there's also the issue of muksa, which would apply across the board on Shabbos or Yomtiv. Now, Rashi said that also Mishmar said that it's also the Kuliyama. So Rashi and Beya says that over here it's also even according to Rabbi Shimon. Even though Rabbi Shimon holds there's no din muksa, which means that idea that I told you that something is muksa beginning of Shabbos or beginning of Yom Tov remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos, even though if the reason is no longer valid, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. Rabbi Shimon says that if the reason is no longer valid, it's no longer muksa. However, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that if a person actively put it into a state of being unusable before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, then even if Shimon agrees that it remains muksa for the whole Shabbos. So the example that the Gemara gives is a person takes, when you, the physical nature of it, you know, I accept the Gemara's facts, can't tell you, I have any first-hand knowledge. You take grapes and with the intention to make them into raisins, you put them onto the roof to dry. So grapes are edible, raisins are edible. During the drying process, they become inedible. So a person takes grapes and puts them on the roof to dry. See, he's intentionally putting them into a state of being inedible. So beginning of Shabbos, they are going to be muksa because they're not edible. Now in the middle of Shabbos, the sun comes out stronger than expected and they dry out and they're ready to eat. They remain muksa for the rest of Shabbos, even according to Rav Shimon. So Mor says Rav Shimon is murdered, but Gregor was a tzimukim, because there he was the chinah biyadai. By putting it on the roof, intentionally with the purpose of making it not usable, I mean inedible, you've made min maksa biyadai. Even Rav Shimon agrees that remains muksa the whole Shabbos. So Zok Rashi, that over here it has the same type of status. How so? Minolo liktan mi esmol mistoma aksinu midaita. But the fact that you had an option of getting them before Yom Tov, and you did not, that's as if you've decided not to use them. Which, when they're in the state of being not fully dried, they're not edible. So that's called Maksa B'Yadayim. Okay, we got a pair of shakalim litloish, pairs which are easy to take off. For other misabolehem, and the people would want to eat them. Yesh b'mishum gzeira shema yalav yitloish k'mo pairs of noshra. Chazal asered fruit which is taken off of the tree. Because you might decide to take it off, because if they allow you to take the fruit which is falls by itself or gets detached on its own, you might come to actively detach it. Okay. So that would be another reason why b'yom the fruit itself is osur, because it goes under the gzera of semayalav yitlosh. Since the beginning of Yom Tov it was attached, even though it falls off on Yom Tov, it's taken off on Yom Tov by the goy. Chazal did not want you to use those fruits because you're afraid the person might go and take them off himself. Okay. I feel liktan mitzadon ha'akum le'atzmoi, even in the case of the goy chose these items for himself, he took it off the tree he caught the fish for his own personal use. Shaya tamza. This reason still applies of Gzeira Shema Yalav Yitlosh. Okay. The Mitam Zeh and also Yalav Yomay, Aval Erev, Hoye Mutter Miyad, Kamavur Basif Beis. In the case of the Goy does it for himself, So that idea that you say there's an itzah being the hand of Melechus Yomtiv, so it's done for a Jew, we can label it as Melechus Yomtiv. Visibly the guy for himself, but he can't call it Melechus Yomtiv. There's no Isra Yomtiv vis-a-vis the guy. So, but the issue of Gzeresh Amyalav Yitloish, and also there's no Din Muksa. So a guy owns something, so you can't say that there's, you know, from the fact that he chose not to pick it beforehand, that makes it Muksa. Because he could pick it anytime he wants. So vis-a-vis him, it's not an item which is unusable. So there was no haksoas das at the beginning of Yomtiv. And muksa is defined by the owner. So the case where it belonged to the goy, and so you wouldn't have the issue of muksa. So the case the goy does it for himself, you don't have the issue of the mean hand of Malachas Yomtiv, you don't have the issue of muksa, you still have the issue of the gzer of Shemiyal of Yitlush. So you can't eat it. Lachloi, mudin lohanas, but you can't benefit from it. For example, Gerd Hadash and Ixes, if you had an adas which was cut off from the tree on Yomtiv and he brought it to a Jew, so also lahariach by person, the Jew could not use it to smell it, v'chein charnos or any other type of benefit. Mefil over menosin, if he put it into his mouth, he still can't swallow it. Even over menosin means intentionally, but he was made it. Even if it's b'shogeg, but you can't swallow it. Mashu seems a person. I feel him kvar berich al zeh osu lebloya the muksahu kishar chilas hisu. So a person makes a bracha on a food, sticks it in his mouth, and realizes that the food is treif. You don't say, listen, shalab bracha lebatolos, so I should swallow some of the food. You don't say that. You say the item is also to eat. It's also to eat. You can't swallow. Either bracha, so bracha be the bracha lebatola. But you don't say to save you from bracha lebatola, you should swallow the food. So huadin over here eating muksa, which is usur, is a form of achilas isur. So you can't swallow it. And he says, I feel a little tautal is also, you can't move it. The muksa hu b'chana, we pointed out, it's muksa. Right? Because at the beginning, you chose not to detach it from the tree. Furthermore, we got the kim and the osu b'chila, once you pass and it's also to eat, it's anything which is not usable, by definition, is muksa. The melo also nami b'tilta, do me the tabo, just like tabo, for example, something which was Tavua, which is detached, was attached before Shabbos, but since you hadn't taken off Shubas and Maishas yet, it's also to eat, so it's muksa, you can't move it, because it's not usable, so it's not a mukhan for Yomtiv purposes. Well, the Dhamila Nevela is a Sur Bechila of Shai Batilta. We do discuss the case of Nevela, which even though it's also Bechila, you're allowed to move it. The answer is simply, Hazam Chazi Leklub, you can give it to your dogs to eat. You have no intention to give it to the dogs, so you can't define its status based on the dogs. Now that's where it's a little bit difficult to understand. If the argument is because it's not usable, so it has no function at all. If it has no function at all, it becomes muksa. So whether the issur is because of the day of Yom Tov or other Yisurim will be the same thing. So I'm not sure I understand that Svara. Okay, so it's Muksa. Times I feel the Arab should kill us Yom Acher. Kim Yosef Achila Ad today she also Memela Nami also Betilta. I'm a Sev Sev Dalad Hago Ukamash Excel Shem Mishnah Peru. Okay, so now once the Lacha is that. Something which is also to eat becomes moksa. See, here I have this item which is also to eat on the first day. It's also to eat on the second day, b'teshe yosu. It means, b'teshe yosu of the second day, it's not usable. Not because it was attached to the tree, because it's not attached to the tree anymore. But but it has an iser on it, mitzad, the iser of being the henna from Malachas Yom Aleph, it's also to eat until 3 hours into the second night. So come the Ben Shmosh of the second night, it's Osir Bechila. So what's Osir Bechila? It's Osir Bechila the whole day. Right? That should make it Osir, that should make it a din of Osir the whole time. Right?
Now you said earlier, once it comes in, there's a certain point where it could be okay, for purposes of...
So we're going to have to be miles with that. So how do you understand that then? Right?
Well,
now it comes out, it has its own personal problem of Yom Sheni, the Ben Shemosh of Yom Sheni, it's not usable. It's an unusable item. Unusable item. It's not, you can't eat it, it's not a chli, it's a nothing, it's a piece of stone. 3 hours from the day, it's going to change from stone into an apple. But for right now, it's a stone. It's not usable. It's not usable, it's muksa. Once it's muksa, it remains muksa the whole thing. But the machaber sheet, it becomes muksa after 3 hours. So how do you understand that? So we'll see. You have to wait by the time of the expedition. You shouldn't benefit from that which is done on the Jews on Yom Tov. That's Rashi's Pshat. Since you wait going into the weekday, the time would take to accomplish it, so you got no benefit at all from that that was done on Yom Tov. Okay. So, till now we're talking about a one-day Yom Tov. So that's an Eretz Yisrael. Now we're adding, if it's 2 days, there's 2 days of Yom Tov. V'shei Yom Tov Shagolis. In the Korah, Mari Eretz Yisrael, Shu Rak Yomechem. Or it happened on the second day. So there's only one day to deal with. The mountain Adla Erev Shuchol. You wait till that evening, which is Chol, and you wait because they also, and everything is fine. V'kan Hoisev. Apshe Yom Tov Shagolius. The Erev Yom Rishon Yom Tovu. It happened on the first day of the 2 days. So that evening is still Yom Tov. Still, the Shulchan Aruch says Afilu Hachi. And Tzarek Lahamdin Le'eriv Yom Tzav Rishon Avlami Shehuba Bishviloi Rak Kedei She'osu Oz. You only wait the second night, the night of the second day of Yom Tov, the time it takes of Kedei She'osu, the time it would have taken to be done. Why is that? Because vis-a-vis the Yisra of being the Hanif from Melechus Yom Tov, we argue the following. The Mimonashah. One of the 2 days is really not, it's not Kurdish. We have a din rabbanon to keep 2 days Yom Tov, but it was based on once upon a time Mesovik they kept 2 days Yom Tov. So our chiyuv is to be, we have a chiyuv v'adai mirabbanon to continue that anhaga of keeping 2 days Mesovik. So even though I have a chiyuv v'adai to keep it, I have a chiyuv v'adai to keep it as if it was a Sofik. So it was a Sofik, means the first day, we're not sure which day is really Kurdish, the first or the second. So we have an argument. One of these days is really Chol. Dim Yom Yom Rishon Kurdish, Loyashav Chol. Mkhadai Mikhleshi Yosu. If the first day really was the day of Kurdish, so today is really Chol. Today is really Chol. I wait the time lapse it takes to have the Malacha done, and it's Mutter. Dim Yom Rishon, Mirishon Chol. If the first day was really Chol, and now today's the day of Kurdish, so then the Malacha was done on the day of Chol. Her Nasa's Malacha, Beheter, Rein Tzarkle, Yishuz Klal, there's no reason to wait at all. So one Ashok, I don't see a reason why we have to be Machmer more than the second day. So that's the Sheet of the Machar, but let's hold it here.